Rachel, thank you very much for talking to me about your new book, The New York Dog. I'm really interested to hear about how it came about and the inspiration for doing the book and some of the shots within it.
I spoke with my publishers and suggested maybe doing a project in New York, and they jumped at the opportunity of me going to photograph the adorable dogs of such an iconic city.
It's interesting that you say adorable, because I think one of the things you've captured in this book is that there's a certain tough-mindedness about New Yorkers, both canine and two-legged. You've got them in some situations that are street smart and savvy and funny, not just adorable.
Very true. There's a wide variety of dogs which do grace the pages of the book, and also the streets of New York, of course. A lot of dogs in New York are rescue dogs, and so therefore they probably do have a little bit more of a street look to them, and also, as you say, street savvy.
Tell me a little bit about how you chose your subjects and how you chose your locations and settings.
I came to New York in February 2013 for a 10-day trip to capture some winter images for the book. And when I was there, I handed out postcards and met lots of dogs on the street and just started to spread the word that I was doing the project. And what I asked people to do was email me a photograph of their dog plus the dog's name and any interesting characteristics the dog has. And also I asked people to tell me their favorite places in New York where they went with their dog. So it gave me a really good research base to actually start working out where I wanted to photograph, where the best places were to capture people with their dogs, to show New York the canine life at its best.
That's one of the things that really struck me, is that your locations seem to be as important as the dogs. Very striking combinations of architecture and dogs, or dramatic graffiti-covered walls and dogs. So part of that came out of the suggestions of the owners?
It did indeed, but also with just me wandering the streets and finding great locations. In New York, people do take their dogs to so many different varieties of places. So I wasn't actually taking dogs to places which were unusual, where people didn't go with their dogs. Often what I did was I arranged to meet somebody for a walk with their dog, and we'd just wander the streets, and I'd find places which looked fantastic for the image, but it's not going to overpower the subject within the image. So the dogs are still the most important subject with the image, but the location needs to work with the dog I'm photographing.
As a portrait photographer, what kind of faces are the most satisfying to work with?
What I'm trying to capture within my images is character and personality. It's not about the look of the dog. And I actually find that even if a dog's not the most attractive dog, but I think all dogs are gorgeous, if their character shines through, then I think that the images just shine themselves. You don't need to have the perfect-looking dog to capture a great image. It really is about capturing their soul.
I think particularly of the great one towards the end of the Dogue de Bordeaux, who looks like an ancient god of some kind.
Yes, Matteo, yes, I remember him. He was a gorgeous dog sitting on the rocks in Central Park.
Do you find it changed your impression or shaped your impression of New York to come with this particular mission?
Oh, definitely. It was wonderful for me to be able to work and create images of such an iconic city in such a different way. Because so many people probably view New York as this big concrete city, and they probably think, oh, what an awful place to keep a dog. But it's not at all. The dogs in New York, or the ones which I've met and worked with, have got wonderful lives.